This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm Vincent Finelli. Today, we're going to be talking about two topics. And originally, we're going to talk about spark plugs and tires. I don't think we can do spark plugs and tires, so I'd like to focus on tires, if that's okay with Kyle. Hour number two, Bert's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about 6G. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning. Every time I hear that intro, Vince, I keep wanting to say, Captain Vincenzo, here we go, you know?
Well, thank you for those kind words. So, Kyle, is it okay with you if we just talk about tires today? Because it's such a complex topic.
It is a complex topic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, here are my thoughts. I've been buying tires for a long time. And I started out buying, I was probably one of the very first customers in the United States to buy radial tires. And Sears introduced them as their top-of-the-line tires, and I put them on my race car. And they were made by Michelin, and I'm talking 1970. Okay, so I've been using radial tires since 1970. Before that, they were called bias ply, B-I-A-S ply tires. So radials are the way to go in most applications. That being the case, I've got a lot of experience with, because of 51 years of using radial tires, and I think we can talk about this. And I've been having tires mounted and balanced for all those years. And what I found out was no one seems to know the real answers about tires at a local tire shop. That's my opinion. Now, also, I think that the guys who balance the tires really don't do as good of a job as they could possibly do. Number one, I don't think they're trained on the equipment. Number two, I don't think they really understand what they're doing and how balancing works. So that's another component of this. So we may be talking about tire balance and so forth. But the bottom line is, because of my disenchantment with what was available in the marketplace for me to buy tires and have them mounted and balanced on my vehicles, I've never been really totally satisfied. And because of that, I bought my own tire machine and I bought my own wheel balancer. And I have a top of the line, best you can get, but old, wheel balancer made by the Snap-on people. You know, the most expensive one you could possibly get. But I only paid $400 for it, and I had to rebuild it. I bought a tire machine, and it's made by probably the best company you could buy, Coats, C-O-A-T-S. And it's an American, both of these are American made, and it's top of the line, but I had to rebuild it. And I paid $800 for a used, well-used, air-powered tire machine. So we have a tire shop. And what I found out by having a tire shop is we can buy any tires we want, and we can buy them at the lowest prices in the country, and we can buy them from the same warehouses that, you know, the great big tire chains buy from. So we buy from the same company that they buy from. And we have access to all the things that they have access to. So what I'm going to be sharing with you is some of the knowledge that I've learned, and Kyle's going to share with you what he's learned about tires. So let me have a disclaimer first, if you don't mind, class. Please, please don't believe anything we say about tires. Now, we're not lying to you. We're telling you what we believe is true. But if I don't say this and you get hurt by doing something that we tell you that we have done, I don't want to be blamed for it. So I want you to do your own research. So I'm going to say it this way. Don't believe anything that we say. Do your own research. But I guarantee you, if you pay attention to this class, you will never buy tires the same way that you have in the past. Never. You will look at the tire guy with skepticism. You absolutely will. You will watch the guy who mounts and balances your wheels like a hawk. And you will not take the guy's recommendation for what to buy without asking a lot more questions. Kyle, when the person buys tires, can you describe what you think the average person buying a tire does, how he does it, and what happens? And then let's talk about how we do it.
Well, I know how most of them did it, Vince. The very first job I ever had was in a auto parts store. Since I was married, right after I got married, the very first job I had was in an auto parts store that sold tires. And it was literally to me, I didn't know all that much. I mean, I knew enough because I grew up around, you know, farms and stuff. And so we changed our own tires and we'd mount and balance them ourselves. The farm I worked on had that too. And so anyway, I started learning at that point. I started reading a lot about tires and different what these different things meant. And we had this was in Alaska is where I was working there. And we had a very unique situation up there because some people lived in the bush, they called it. And literally, like one good friend of mine, he was about 60 miles from town, but he was 5 miles off of the road. I'll come back to that in a little bit. But what I learned is from the average person that walks in there says, we need some new tires, for my wife's car. That would be a very typical thing. And if a woman came in, she just said, my husband said that I need new tires. And so she would go in and we'd look and I'd see what she had on there, you know, or anything. Basically, she would either ask, do you have anything on sale? Sometimes you would get that. Other times they would just say, we need new tires. What kind of a price or range do you have for the tires? And literally that's the way they would. And you could sell them any size tire. I mean, not size, but any kind of, they relied totally on the expertise of whoever was selling them tires at the time. That's what I've seen.
Okay. I absolutely agree with that. And so the bottom line is, was the person behind the counter selling the tires really an expert in tires? I would have to say, in my experience, generally no. And was the guy who was installing the tires an expert in installing them? I'd have to say generally no. Would you agree?
I would agree. That particular shop, the guy that did do tires, for some reason, he had been there a long time. And he really did know his tires. I mean, he knew directions, you know, because some tires are directional. A lot of people don't know that, but some tires are directional. He would catch that. He was a sharp guy, but 9 out of 10 employees didn't know split beans from coffee when it came to tires.
Okay. So that's my point exactly. So what happens is the typical customer will place 100% faith in the person behind the counter and the guy or gal mounting the tires. So they've entrusted. They've said, my husband said I need tires, or I'm here to buy tires, and what do you have on sale? That is absolutely correct. So the bottom line is there are all kinds of spiffs and rewards and payoffs and backroom deals for different tires. So, for example, there are manufacturers who will give us at the end of the year money back based on how many of their tires we sell. Now, we don't necessarily want to sell their tires because we don't think they're all that great. So we sell tires that we think are the best fit for the customer. Let me give you an example. We're going to have to talk numbers and terminology. So bear with us, class, and please stay with us and please pay attention. So tires, I'm going to give you an example of a tire. So here is the sidewall of a tire, and it says P, the letter P as in Peter, 215/65R15/95 and the letter H. Now what does that mean? Well, all the tires that you buy are going to have something like that, and that relates to the size. and the load and the type of construction and the aspect ratio and whether it's a passenger car tire or a light truck tire or a trailer tire. Okay, P, the first letter, P215-65R1595H, P stands for passenger car tire. The 215 stands for the width of the tire in millimeters, 215 millimeters wide. The next number, slash 65, stands for the ratio of the height to the width of the tire. And that aspect ratio means that the tire from the point of contact to the road to the wheel is 65% of the width of the tire. So a 65 aspect ratio has 65% of the width of from the wheel to the road is 65% of the measurement of the width of the tire. Now, if you had a 45 aspect ratio, that would be less rubber. So there'd be less distance between the wheel and the road. Okay? And a 65 has more rubber. So that's the aspect ratio, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The R stands for radial. So P, passenger car tire. 215 is the width in millimeters. The slash 65 is the aspect ratio. The R stands for radial construction. 15 stands for the number of inches of the diameter of the wheel. Then there's a number 95 or 111. That is the load index and speed symbol. Okay? So those are the terminology descriptors of what you'll see on the sidewall of the tire. But there are plenty more. Then there's another set of numbers stamped into the tire or debossed in the tire, and that would be called the inflation pressure. And it'll say something like maximum pressure, and it'll be in metric and in U.S. terms. And it may say 35 or 44 or 51 or 80 or 100 PSI, depending on whether it's a trailer tire, a truck tire, a passenger car tire. And so those are some of the descriptors. Then there's the tread wear indicator. And then that will tell you when we'll talk about that in a minute. Then there's the ply construction and the materials used. So it may be rayon, maybe nylon, maybe polyester, maybe steel belts. And that is in the description on the tire. And then there's a couple others, and that is the tread wear traction and temperature grades. So you'll see something that says, let's say, 500 AA on the tire. Now, the 500 means that it's five, the standard wear of a tire, we'll call it 100. So an inexpensive tire would have a wear grade of 100. A 500 would last five times longer. So let's say a 100 would last 10,000 miles. A 500 would be expected to last 50,000 miles. If 100 lasts 10,000 miles, a 500 would last 50,000 miles. A 600 would last 60,000 miles. A 700 would last 70,000 miles. And then the next is traction and temperature. So traction, how good of traction does this tire have? Well, AA, A, B, C, etc. And then temperature is how well will it hold up in extreme temperatures like Florida, Southern California. And those are rated AA, A, B, and C. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, any comments on what I've said so far?
Yes, I do. So the treadwear is people look at that and they'll jump from manufacturer to manufacturer, different manufacturers, and they'll look at that treadwear. But one of the little secrets that most people don't know is that the manufacturer itself will supply a control tire to a testing agency. So the treadwear is based on the particular, let's just pick Goodyear for instance. Goodyear will supply a control tire to the government to be tested. And then the rest of their tires will be based off of their control tire. So that it is fairly accurate, but it can vary from manufacturer to manufacturer. But the higher the number by far, the general rule is the higher the number, the harder the tread is, the harder the compound is, and the longer it will last. If you go for tires for winter time, the tread wear is going to be a fairly low number because you want more traction. But if it's a highway tire, like over the road tire for, a pickup pulling, load that's just pretty much all on the highway for summertime, that number, if you can get it as high as possible, it will last, usually quite a bit longer. That's just that comment.
Yeah, and there's a website that I used to go to, and I'm going to recommend this. I've dealt with a company called Tire Rack, TIRERACK.com, and I have great respect for them. Before we had our tire shop, I bought as many tires, you know, from them as I could, because they had the greatest selection, the best price. And what I would do is I'd buy the tires, and then they would ship them to me, and I'd have them mounted locally. I would go to a local tire guy and say, I got my own tires, and I just want you to mount and balance them. Now we have our own balancing equipment, so I don't even do that. And we buy, and we don't buy tires anymore from the Tire Rack people, but they are excellent. They have a website called TireRack.com, TIRERACK.com. And I suggest that if you're going to buy tires, you go there. And do your learning from their website. It's an excellent website. So here's an example. So I picked a size of tire, and I just picked 215, 60, R16. So 215, 60 aspect ratio, radial, 16-inch diameter. And there's a tire on there, and what you do is you can sort by lowest to highest price, and then you click on the picture of the tire, and you can click on the specifications. And here's what you'll learn from specifications. So there's a tire, I just picked the first one, the lowest price, $81.91 shipped for that particular size tire. It's rated 520 AA, so 520 is the tread wear, and traction and temperature are A and A. So it's an okay tire. Nothing special, just okay. It's the lowest price. I'm not recommending any tires in this particular class that I'm teaching with Kyle today, and neither is Kyle. But we are trying to give you some information as to what to think about. So if you click on that website and you click on the tire, and the picture of the tire, you can then click on the specifications. And you'll see that the load that that tire can carry is 1,521 pounds. You will see that it will, the maximum inflation for that tire is 44 PSI, 44 pounds per square inch. Now, some tires might come out at 51. I'd rather have a 51. That means I could put more air in it, and I can run a heavier load with less likelihood of a blowout. Okay? Then it also says the tread depth of this particular tire. And the tread depth is measured usually in 30 seconds of an inch. So an inch is divided into 32 parts. This one happens to be 10 and a half, 30 seconds of an inch. Well, there's another tire that they show, and it's I believe it's Cooper, and it has a tread depth. I'll have to go to it. I'm going to have to go to it. But the tread depth is different. Now, why is it different? Because it's not made by the same company. So, for me, I'm interested in how deep is the tread of the tire. Why is that? Because, to me, a deeper tread generally means that I'll have a little bit more traction and a little bit more wear and a little bit more room to squish out the water when it's raining. So, those are some of the things that I look at, and we'll go to the Cooper, and I'll explain what I found there.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left 8 people dead, including 6 Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding, that's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow talks on MLB.com about getting the start opening day and the team's roster heading into the 2021 season.
I know the signings that we've made and the team we have is still really good and we can compete with anyone out there. So I'm just looking forward to this season coming up. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have depth. I think like that's kind of been our staple through the past couple of years. They've done a great job scouting players and everything, so I think just the more players we have, the better it is. And hopefully there'll be some like minor league season that starts where guys can kind of get into like that game mode and everything. I know the bubble was a weird situation last year to where like to go throw to guys not in the game situation and then having to get called up was a bit strange. But yeah, like I said, it's good to have depth.
Tyler talks about his pitching arsenal.
I guess if you were to count my changeup, I don't throw it very often, but like I'm still working on that, so that's three, and then the slider I'm working on with Kyle right now. So it's just kind of like a cutter slider thing, something that I've been messing with, and we've been kind of going into the lab, and like all the advanced to like kind of analytical stuff we have here, it's just easier to kind of formulate like a third pitch and understand like what I need to do to how I need to like position my hand to throw and everything. So I think it's easier to progress with a pitch when you have all those things to work with. So, but it's been good. It's been, I mean, I've been throwing a couple last bullpens and it's been feeling really good.
Spring training continues today. The Rays and Red Sox go at it at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The game will be played at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Tickets are available for the game. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't believe how fast this class is going and how much material we have to cover. So, class, first tire, the Riken Raptor HR, $81.91. It has a tread depth of 10.5/32. The Cooper tire, that is $91.99 from Tire Rack, has a tread depth of 9.5/32. So 1 full 32nd less tread depth in the Cooper tire. Then if you go to the Pirelli P4, which I have purchased and I have on one of our cars right now, it's rated 760 in tread wear. That means you can say roughly 76,000 miles, and it's an AB, so the traction is A, which is great, and temperature is B. So it's not so great for Florida. But for Missouri, it's fine. And it's $103.50. But the tread depth is 1230 seconds. So that has way more tread depth than the tire that I mentioned that has the Cooper, which has 9.5 30 seconds. So all tires are not the same. And another thing that I look for, and you can find this at TireRack.com, is how much does the tire weigh? Okay. One of the tires, the Pirelli, weighs 23 pounds. The Raikkonen weighs 25 pounds, and the Cooper weighs 22 pounds. So there's more material in the Raikkonen. So I want to know more about what's in the material. Does it have better steel belts? Does it have more plies? What's with that particular tire? So I'm interested in a lot of different things. And we haven't even talked about oversized tires yet. Kyle, any comments about what I've mentioned with tread depth?
Well, as a general rule, I totally agree with you, Vince. I will say I had one experience one time back when I first started doing this. When we allegedly went to the moon, Goodyear got a huge contract to develop a tire that would be okay for 200 below zero to real hot. I don't remember the upper end of it. And so they come out with this tire that was, it had quite the tread to it. I mean, it's deep. It's probably at least 1230 seconds, but it was called the Goodyear F32, and it stood for Fahrenheit 32. And the Alaska State Troopers did a test on that tire way back, and they found this tire. It was one of the first tires that come out with that was factory siped as well. There was a little siping inside the lugs of the tire, but the tread design was amazing. The Alaska State Troopers found that F32 tire would stop them 31% faster than studs. I'll never forget that they had a lot of tread to them, right? So coming into the fall one year, I had a little Datsun pickup that my wife and I used a lot together. It was kind of our travel around little truck, and we'd camp in the back of it and had a topper on it and stuff like that. And so I bought a set of those tires going into the winter. And when I did, good grief, you put a little bit of weight in the back of that little two-wheel drive pickup truck, and it could go almost anywhere. It was amazing in the snow and stuff. Well, we bought some property about 60-something miles out of Anchorage at the time, and we were doing a lot of traveling back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And when the summertime hit, I thought, well, you know, with that much tread depth, this thing's going to really last. Well, it was amazing to me that those tires were practically, the tread was practically gone by the end of the summer. I could not believe how fast that evaporated in the heat. So really pay attention. My suggestion there is pay real close attention to the traction and pay real close attention to the temperature rating of the tire.
Mm-hmm. And so the next tire I looked at, I agree with everything you said, is a Michelin tire. It's a tire rack, and it's called the Michelin Defender. It's $126.99, and it's rated 820, so 82,000-mile tire, roughly speaking. Traction A, temperature B. Now, this tire does not have the same tread depth. It's only 1030 seconds, so it's not as deep, but it's wider. The other tires I was talking about had a tread width of 6.8 inches. This Michelin tire, according to Tire Rack, has a tread width of 7 inches. So what I'm saying, and what Kyle's saying, tires are not all the same. So I can say, you know, sometimes you get what you pay for, and I don't think in my life I can ever say anything negative about Michelin tires. I've had lousy experiences with, you know, most other brands, but Michelin has always been top of the line, and I think it's the best you can get. So if money is not an object and you want to just cut to the chase, you can buy a Michelin tire and you'd be pretty well off. I've gotten as much as an old Porsche that came with Michelin X tires from the factory. They were balanced properly, and they never had to be rebalanced. And they were narrow tires. It was a Porsche 914, 1970 model. And It had 88,000 miles on it when I bought it, original tires. And I put another 100,000 miles on it, original tires. So I got 188,000 miles on the original tires. And then the next guy kept driving it. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for Michelin tires. I'm not bashing the other guys, generally speaking, but the standard to hold up to would be Michelin. So what I'm saying, and Kyle saying, you need to do your own research, and Tire Rack is a great place to start learning about tires. And you can call them up and ask them all kinds of questions, and they'll help you. They are really good at what they do. So, Kyle, any other comments about things to look at in tires? When I talk about the type of tread, you know, these chunky tires versus the smooth tires versus the highway tread versus the all-season tread versus mud and snow. You want to talk about that?
Well, those kind of things, they can learn pretty easily off a Tire Rack. You know what I was thinking, Vince? When you were going to the percentage of the tire, the from the rim to the outside edge of the tire, that percentage, the middle number of the identification number of the tire, that's really important nowadays, because they seem to be wanting to make rims really huge, put little tiny distance between the edge of the rim and the outside of the tire, and people don't realize that that width, as much width as you can get there and still allow your tire to function, provides a cushion for the suspension in your vehicle. And if you have very little of that tire, if you have like a, say, a 315, 40, 20-inch rim, you've got such a small sidewall there that if you hit any bump, a lot more of the shock is transferred through the rim into your suspension in the front end. I thought that would be an excellent thing to elaborate on if you want to.
Sure. Let's go there. So what we're talking about is the aspect ratio. And the bigger that number, the more rubber between the wheel and the road. Okay, the greater the distance between the wheel and the road. And what Kyle's saying is that greater distance will absorb the shock more and transmit less of it through the suspension and beat up the car less. So when you see these guys in the city and they've got these, what looks like bicycle tires on these great big wheels, these really like 20 plus inch wheels, and they've got this small amount of rubber between the wheel and the road, that's not practical for most people. I mean, it's actually ridiculous. And the tire guys hate them because they're darn near impossible to install. So what happens is when you hit a little pothole, the chance of bending, damaging, cracking the wheel is way higher when you don't have that extra distance between the wheel and the road. So what I like more rubber between the wheel and the road. And that's what I buy. So, for example, the truck tires that I have are 265, 65, 16. So 65 is the aspect ratio. Now, it used to be back in the 60s that the aspect ratio was probably around 82. So even more rubber back then. But when you get down to these new cars with the 45 aspect ratio, you feel more bumps. Now they say the tires handle better because there's less flex in the sidewall. That's what this is all about. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in my car lasting a much longer time and having a much smoother ride at the same time and having a less expensive tire so that's safe. And that's what I'm interested in. That's why I buy, you know, a larger number aspect ratio tire. Kyle, back to you.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing. For a lot of my trucks, in fact, all of my trucks use a 16-inch rim. And so the tires that I buy for my trucks are 235 millimeters wide, 85, so they're 85%. So they have a real tall sidewall, and they're 16-inch, and they're usually they have a load range E, which is about the highest you can get for a truck tire there, which means the sidewall and the rating of the tire for weight and every aspect of the tire is heavier duty. So for my trucks, that's what I use. Now, I did find on my old plow truck, a guy come by one time. I was at a garage sale. He had come by. I was at a garage sale. I came by his place. And he had an almost brand new set of studded 245, 75, 16 tires, all four tires on 8-hole Chevy rims, which is what I needed, for $200. So I wasn't about to pass that up. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, you know, old adage. But anyway, so I'm not totally stuck to that. But my favorite for living where I live, where you're dealing with snow, is a narrower tire that up to about 235, which is the 235 millimeters wide, 85 for the height. And because what you have to think about when you've got truck tires or any tire for that matter, traction, there is the car weighs X. Say a car weighs 2,000 pounds. If a car weighs 2,000 pounds and you have 10 inches of tread on the ground on all four tires, you're dividing that 2,000 pounds up by 40 inches, approximately. I'm using real general terms, not trying to get too complicated right now. But so that equals 50 psi on the bottom of the tread. If you decrease that width, I'm just using this as an extreme example. If you go from 10 inches to 5 inches, like I said, it's just an extreme example. Then all of a sudden, you've changed that to 100 pounds pressing down on the ground. So if you need traction, and you have to go through mud and snow and slush and stuff like that, then I like a little bit narrower, not 5 inches, obviously, because a 235 is wider than that. But I like a little narrower tread because we have to live where there's a lot of snow, and sometimes we're going to have to get through some stuff that's, you know, a foot deep at least. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back. Kyle and I will be right back. Last segment talking about tires. We'll probably have to do this again and again and again. We'll be right back, class.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about tires today, and one of the things that I always do, and this is where it gets controversial, class. I always try to find a tire that is larger than is recommended by the manufacturer. So, for example, I've got an old Chevy pickup truck, 2001, and it recommends, I believe the tire size is 255-70 aspect ratio 16. And I have on it a larger size tire. I have a 265, which is 10 millimeters wider, taller, and 75 aspect ratio 16. So it has more rubber between the wheel and the road, and it's wider, and it's heavier, and it's got more traction, and it weighs more. Now, that is something that is absolutely positively not recommended by the manufacturers. They've got lawyers who, you know, figured all this out, and they don't want you to do this. Now, I'm not recommending that you do it. I'm just saying that I do. This is the way I look at tires. But when you do something like this, you have to look at the tire size that's on the car or truck right now, and then turn the wheel left, and then put your hand under there and feel, is a wider tire going to bang into anything? Is it going to hit the suspension? Is it going to hit the fender well? Is it going to rub against anything when you hit a bump? Okay, or not? And almost every instance, I'm able to put a larger size tire on that wheel. And you also have to make sure that that wheel will accept a larger diameter, a larger width tire, because the tire and wheel are designed to work together. So you need to have the right width wheel to go with the right width tire. So that's another consideration. And those wheels are stamped how wide they are. And they can be measured with an outside gauge. All the tire shops have them. We have one too. And you can buy one for about $10 on the internet. Kyle, any comments about oversized tires and the advantage? Raising the vehicle height is something that happens when you do that.
Yes, it does. It does. It will change your speedometer sometimes, just slightly. That's not a great big deal most of the time. But I totally agree, Vince. I do it all the time. Every tire, in fact, every tire that I own, other, like my pickup truck, calls for 245, 75, 16s. And I run 235, 85, 16s, which are taller than the 245s. I agree that, and where you live in Missouri, if you can get just a slightly wider tire, like you're doing, you'll get more life out of the tire. But up here where I have to deal with, like if we're out hunting in the mountains and stuff like that, you might run across, get off on a road that's, you know, that's a old logging road or something like that, and there might be a foot of snow. And so I need as much traction and I need more weight down on the ground. And so that's why I opt for the smaller, or not smaller, but they're narrower, taller tires. But to be able to gain, if you're living in an area where you've got snow and ice and you can gain a half an inch sometimes on your tire, it's worth it, in my opinion. That's what I do personally. Again, like you said, we're not recommending it, but that is what I do and have done for 40 years.
Okay, so, class, here's a way of looking at it. So if I go from a, oh, let's say a 245, 75, 16 tire, so it's 245 millimeters wide, and I stay with the same aspect ratio of 75, and I go to a 265, so I go up 20 millimeters wider. I'm also going about 20 millimeters taller, roughly. And if you look at the center spindle of the axle, that means that 20 millimeters, half is above the axle and half is below the axle. So if there's 25 millimeters to the inch, I'm looking at about it almost an inch taller tire. Half of that inch is above the axle and half of that inch is below the axle, which means I'm going to raise the ground clearance of that car by roughly a half an inch. That's a big deal to me, because if I can go from a, oh, let's say a 6.5-inch ground clearance to a 7-inch ground clearance, and we have lots of rocks and we live on a dirt road, and there's all kinds of obstacles in the road that I can bang into with my vehicle, that half an inch makes a difference to me. I like that idea. So yep, that's one of the reasons why I like a taller tire. And it's easy to do. And sometimes, as a matter of fact, we have an old Mercedes SUV. It's called an ML. And I was buying tires for it, and I couldn't believe how much they cost. So I went up one size larger, and they cost about the same or a little bit more. And then I went up another size larger than that, and they cost way less than the standard size. So I bought two sizes larger, and I spent maybe 30% less for two sizes larger. Bigger footprint, taller tire, everything worked better, and it fit. And of course, you have to make sure it fits, but your tire guy's not going to want to do that. They're not going to want to experiment, you know, with you putting tires on and off to see if they fit. And so what they're going to recommend is whatever the manufacturer of the vehicle calls for. Kyle, any the bottom line is, do your own research. Don't believe anything we said. Kyle, any quick comments?
The thing you just said there, sometimes you get these cars that'll say that they got to have these weird sizes. Those are usually the most expensive tires you can buy.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Kyle, I think we're going to have to do this again and again. We're not going to be able to fit this in probably into several broadcasts. Might take like five or six of them.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.